So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned the machlokes in the Mishnah, whether one can rely on an Erev that is locked in a closet and the key is lost, and we had one explanation. This daf has two more suggestions of the issue that they are debating. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damit Tavayu, Hocha B'Migdal Shel Eitz Askinan. Rabbi Rav Yosef explained the machlokes as follows. The Tanakama holds the wooden closet is considered a kli, and Ein Binyan B'Kelim Ein Stira B'Kelim. There is no issue to break open Kelim, therefore the Erev is accessible. Rabbi Eliezer holds the wooden kli is considered an oil, which may not be destroyed on Shabbos because it is stira. Therefore, the Erev is inaccessible and invalid. Abai v'Rava Tamar Tavayu, the second explanation of the machlekes in our Mishnah is that the Erev is tied shut with a rope that needs to be cut with a knife. The Tanakama holds that kelim such as knives are not mukta, so the Erev is accessible. Rabbi Eliezer holds, like Rabbi Nechemia, that even regular kelim like spoons, clothing, and knives are mukta when not being used for their primary use, so the Erev is not accessible. Zakta the Mishnah, if the Erev becomes ruined, halachically or physically, in one of the following ways, Nisgalgul chutz l'tchum, the Erev rolled outside of the tchum, the Gemara explains that it rolled at least 4 amas beyond the tchum, otherwise the person's makam shvis is considered to be the entire dalat amas around his Erev. Nafal of gal, a pile of rocks fell on the Erev. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi, we must say that the Mishnah is speaking of a case where Bayi Mar v'chatzina, he needs tools to access the Erev, which would be an issur d'oraisa of digging. If the problem is only that the rocks are muktzah, it would be a valid Erev because all issurim d'rabbanan are mutter during Ben Hashmashes when the Erev takes effect. The Gemara points out that the case of Niskal Guchutz L'Tchum teaches that even though a wind can just as easily blow it back inside the Tchum, the Erev is still not valid. The case of Nafal of Gal teaches that even though it is physically within the Tchum, it is still not a valid Erev. Oy Nisraf, the Erev got burned. Truma v'nitmas, the Erev was Truma and it became Tameh. The Gemara points out that the Mishnah discusses a burnt Erev to highlight that even though the Erev does not exist anymore, Rabbi Yosi would still say we can rely on it when we have a suffix of when it got destroyed. The Mishnah discusses an Erev of Truma that became Tameh to highlight that even though the Erev is physically intact, Rav Meir still holds that we have to be strict in the case of Safek. The Mishnah rules as follows. If one of these things happened Friday afternoon while it's certainly daylight, the Erev is not valid because he did not have an existing or usable Erev at the onset of Shabbos when it's supposed to take effect. If it happened when it was certainly nighttime, it is a valid Erev because it already took effect. In Safek, if we are not sure whether it was destroyed before or after Shabbos began, there is a machlekes. Remei Rabbi Huda Oimim Hareza Chamer Gamel. He's like a person leading a donkey from behind it and a camel in front of it while he's stuck in the middle. So too in this case, he must be strict in both directions. He cannot go more than 2,000 amas away from his city and not more than 2,000 amas away from the Erev. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon Oimim, Safik Erev Kasher. A Safik Erev is Kasher. The Mishnah concludes with, Omer Rabbi Yisi, Avtumas Heid Meshum Chamisha Zkenim Al Safik Erev Shekasher. The Gemara asks, does Rameir really hold that we are machmer in the case of a Safik Erev? The Gemara cites a Mishnah in Mikvayis where the Tanakama, who is Rameir, holds that when a person who is Tameh has a Safik, whether his tefillah, his immersion, was valid, it depends. If he was Tameh, a Tumah Chamura, which means a Tumah Deraisa, he remains Tameh, because Sveika Deraisa L'chumra. If he was Tameh, a Tumah Kala, which means a Tumah Drabbanan, he is Tar, because Sveika Drabbanan L'kula. The Gemara answers, Ksav Remeir Tchum Dairaisa. Remeir indeed holds that Tchum Shabbos is Dairaisa. The Gemara questions this, because Remeir says that when measuring a Tchum, Mikadrin Baharm, we can view mountains as if they are drilled straight through, a unique way of measuring described in detail in Daf Nun Ches. This linear method of measuring is useful only for a Drabbanan. We do not use Mikadrin Baharm for measurements that are relevant for a Dairaisa. The Gemara answers, Hadi Dei Hadi Rabbe. Remeir himself holds that Tchum Deiraisa, and he would not allow Mekadim Baharim. When he said the Mekadim Baharim, he was quoting the opinion of his Rebbe. V'rami Deiraisa Deiraisa L'Remeir. How can we say that Remeir is always strict in cases of doubt that involve an Isurim Deiraisa? The Mishnah Tirus says that Remeir holds that in the case of a Safik, whether somebody was dead when you touched him, which is clearly a Deiraisa issue, you are tar. The Gemara gives two answers. First, Hacha B'shtei Kiti Eid Maskin. The case of Sabek Tumu Remeir is lenient, is a case where the person who touched the body had a cheskes tahara that we can rely on. The case of Safik Erev Remeir was strict, was a case where we had conflicting testimony of witnesses about when the Erev got ruined. Chazok is not considered when it conflicts with testimony of two Edom. Second, Rava Amar, Hasim Trei Chazaki Lekula, V'hacha Chadu Chazaka Lekula. In the case of the Safek Tumu, where Meir was lenient, there was a double Chazaka, that the body was alive, and not yet Tame the previous day, and a Chazaka that the man who touched him was Tar. In the case of the Erev, there was only one Chazaka that the Truma used in the Erev was Tar.